So, really, first, can you just tell me what Speech Fluent is and what the goal of it is?
Yeah, so Speech Fluent is essentially a program that I created in partnership with Art Inc. Peoria, which is a nonprofit for low-income people in Peoria, specifically like minority students. So the point of the program really is to kind of help at-risk low-income students get an access to some sort of art education, just because the statistics of art education have shown to really improve students' just overall experience as students. It really makes them more engaged in class, causes them to be more active in after-school activities. It raises their GPA and test scores and their likelihood of just graduating high school overall. And I was doing research, and in Peoria, the dropout rate is around 60%. So to try to minimize that, I feel like would be very possible through this program that kind of just advocates for having minority students kind of come to a place where they can learn how competitive speech really helps them discipline themselves to be very organized and well-spoken people, as well as be able to just spread awareness about where they come from and all the struggles they face.
So basically, you know, being involved with Art Inc. and, you know, learning these different tools is what can increase their performance and decrease that dropout rate?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And I know you said Peoria was named one of the worst towns for black people, and that was, I think, I looked at that link you sent me. It was a pretty reputable source, so that's not very good for Peoria. So tell me just why doing this is important to you.
Yeah, so because Peoria is ranked so bad for black people to live in, it also means that they don't have as much access to a lot of things, considering how marginalized they are and how low income they are. So this program really allows black people to kind of close that gap between the low-income black students and the higher-income non-black students, with them being in such a, like in Peoria, which is named one of the worst cities for black people, it really allows you to see that there is a gap in education. Non-black students are more likely to graduate. They have access to like higher education programs and after-school programs. They have the time. So this program really allows those students to just kind of be able to close that gap and be able to be on the same playing field as their non-black peers.
And I see in your press release you sent me that there you'll implement a mentorship program with the Bradley University speech team. Can you talk about what that kind of means and what that'll look like?
Yeah, so when it comes to speech, students usually get partnered with a mentor or a coach that will show them how each speech topic is done, and just someone to kind of teach them the ropes of speech or competitive speech. And with a mentorship, they would take that coach that's teaching them the, I guess, all the techniques and approaches for speech, but also be able to talk about the hard things that speech topics talk about. Because I don't know if you knew this, but with speech, people talk about really personal things and they make a point out of it to an audience. So by creating a coach mentorship component to the program, it would allow these students to just kind of be able to talk about everything that they go through as low-income students in a city that isn't very welcoming to black people. The program would look like a mentorship in the sense of in the speech competitive aspect, but also in like a life mentor type of thing.
Right. And you did mention the performance increases and things like that this will hopefully provide. Where is this something that's kind of proven that works, getting kids involved with this at an earlier age, or can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, so starting it at an earlier age just kind of allows students to be in an advantage. A lot of kids don't do competitive speech, and speech really takes students and causes or allows them to kind of just dig deeper into English, performance, And with art programs, it may not seem like there's any math or science involved, but there is a lot of components of the arts that cause students to also be more involved in math and science. So overall, doing it in high school versus a little bit earlier would really put them in a stage where they're able to think for themselves, think critically, and kind of be pushed ahead of them most high schoolers, because I don't think high schoolers really care about that. I think educationally they would be pushed to a level of just more thinking critically than most people at their age.
Yeah, what age, which I wanted to ask as well, what age will this be for?
So I was looking for freshmen and sophomore high schoolers, only because there is some statistics saying that it improves SAT scores. So I want people who haven't really been exposed to any SAT, ACT prep, kind of they're very new to high school, just to see the difference between those students that have participated in speech and those students that haven't, and compare their SAT scores.
Right, and I know that you talked about how what this would mean for the community and why it's important for the community, but as far as you, the person behind all this, obviously you have to have a passion for this, and you obviously have a drive for it. So can you talk about just to you what it means to try to do something like this?
Yeah, so prior to being in college, I had no clue what speech was. When I came to Bradley, I became really good friends with a bunch of speech students. And once I started going to their shows, I really was able to see the passion and the drive that drove them to be part of speech. There's a lot of work that goes into it. You need to be a very motivated person. You need to have a lot of self-discipline. So I really saw my friends go from just regular, college freshmen to like really well-rounded seniors in college now. And I feel like a lot of them said that high school really is what caused them to fall in love with the program with speech. And I really want to help people from Peoria who are at a disadvantage to kind of have that upbringing and help them be shaped into like great adults.